Agenda item number 7, Richard and Rita Porterfield.
Good morning again.
Ms. Woodward.
These next two items are actually neighbors, separated by a right-of-way, and that'll become evident during the briefing. I'm going to brief them both separately. It's separate applications, but the issues are essentially the same. The Porterfields are requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 65-foot-long private non-riparian pier and two vinyl sheet pile low-profile groins, which extends from the Porterfields' upland property across a riparian strip of beach owned by Timberneck Land, LLC, and then into the Rappahannock River at their property at 196 Montgomery Cove Road in Deltaville. I'll read a little history first. Here we are in Deltaville, just west of Broad Creek entrance. On June 18, 2009, we received an application from the Porterfields requesting authorization for a 78-foot long dock and a 16 by 12-foot T-head, reconstruct an existing jetty groin, they call it a jetty, it's more properly termed a groin, and construct a new 49-foot long jetty at their property at 196 Montgomery Cove Road. Upon review of the application, it appeared that the pier portion of the project met the exemption provided in code. They submitted the application as if they were riparian owners. Their drawings showed to mean low water, just like any standard riparian pier application we would get. Appeared reasonable. Furthermore, the groins qualified under a general permit number 2 that we have. Less than 48 feet from mean high water, low profile design, and not objected to by either neighbor. It's one of the first general permits we had here at the division. So at any rate, staff at that time indicated to the Porterfields no permit was required for the pier, and once the Porterfields got their local wetland permit from Middlesex County for the groins, that then qualified those groins for our general permit. Letters were sent out, the structures were built. In December 2012 now, staff was contacted regarding a possible violation at the Porterfield property by Mr. Dennis Mann. Mr. Mann is Timberneck Land, LLC. Mr. Mann had acquired the riparian property over which the Porterfields had constructed their pier and groins, and he had acquired that through a quitclaim deed on April 10, 2012. When the Porterfields first applied for the structures, they were in fact not riparian property owners, as I mentioned. Rather, they and others in the area are landlocked by this stretch of beach that was set aside by the developer. There's access out to the river and access along the river, not uncommon in some residential developments or condos. But that strip of land was maintained ownership by Hurd, Mr. Hurd, who developed the property. Mr. Mann got that deed, got that property from Mr. Hurd. So the issues here is clearly the structures are non-riparian. I could get into the why it came to our light in 2012. It's really more of a neighborhood dispute, but we can ask that if necessary. This is the pier and the two groins in question belonging to the Porterfields. This was a plat that was drawn up in 2012 to support the quitclaim deed of Timberneck Land, LLC, Mr. Mann, and I didn't really color it very well. If you can't see it, I guess we could drop the lights, but essentially, the pier was not located on this survey. This pier is actually the Huff Pier that we will get to in a moment. The two groins were not located on this survey, but the 20-foot road, sand beach and road, in this case 20-foot street, is the subject of the easement, the riparian on the front side easement that maintained by Mr. Hurd for the members of the development, which separated the upland lots from the low water line in the river. Therefore, they're not riparian. Some site photos. This is the upriver groin. This is the landward end of the downriver groin. And this is Mr. Porterfield's pier. The portion of the pier and the groins that are subject to this commission's jurisdiction or action today is all of the structure channelward of the low water line. This sandy area is the beach. Rock had been put on the beach. It's above the mean low water line. The history there I'm not familiar with. It hasn't become an issue in this situation. These are the recent application drawings that were submitted in an effort to get after-the-fact approval for the structures in the river. Again, the upriver jetty, it's the downriver jetty groin, the portion of the pier channelward of the mean low water line, and the easement located here. In an effort to settle the disagreement among all parties, an agreement was reached wherein Mr. Porterfield has agreed to construct a 4-foot wide, we usually have a pointer, but anyway, a 4-foot wide bridge over the riprap revetment that was placed illegally on Mr. Mann's right-of-way, as well as a 3-foot bridge over the downstream jetty such that the public, the neighbors, can access the beach and walk along the beach. That's part of the agreement out of our jurisdiction. Application photos, two groins in question, the pier, this groin, there's an indication here that's where the bridge will be to allow people to walk the beach up over the groin and continue along the easement. This is the Huff Pier, which is the subject of the next one. Once we received the application, we subjected it to the public interest review. We notified the neighbors. We put it in the paper. No opposition was raised. In summary, staff does not believe that the pier or groins in this case have had any detrimental impact on the marine environment since the time of the construction in 2009. And staff has no objection to allow them to remain on state-owned bottom now that we know that the riparian owner no longer objects to those structures crossing his riparian area and existing in his riparian, crossing his upland and extending into his rightful, lawful riparian area. The agreement that was reached between all the parties, Porterfield, Huff, and Mr. Mann, or Timberneck, is in your packet if you have any questions. Accordingly, we are recommending after-the-fact approval of the portions of the pier and groins, which extend channelward of the mean low water line into the river, with a triple permit fee of $75, given the after-the-fact nature of the request. However, given the confusing property situation and erroneous information contained in the original application, along with the cooperative nature of the applicant and the agreement reached between parties, we are hesitant to recommend a civil charge in this matter, which is why we didn't bring it as a consent item. If you have any questions, I would be happy to try to clarify.
Thank you, Mr. Woodward. Any questions from the commission? Thank you. Is the applicant present or represented? Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project as proposed? Is there anyone who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I'll move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Close. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The project is approved.